Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
It's our first look tonight at J.B. Neal's Edgewood Mustangs tonight as they play the back half of the girl-boy WIC headliner with the Indian Creek Braves. Both teams 2-0 in the WICE, so obviously the winner takes command of the division for now. The Mustangs are 4-2 in Coach J.B.'s first year on the bench in Ellettsville, getting 23 a game from senior guard Cooper Bybee, junior Chayton Howard, 13.7 rebounds, and playmaker sophomore guard Joe Keto, averaging 8 points and doing what he does best, and that's set up the offense, averaging 6 assists a game. Indian Creek has its own 23-point score, and Tim Abel. The Braves are averaging nearly 76 a game, shooting 53% from behind the line. Junior guard Jared DeHart is shooting 68% from three-ball range through these first four, averaging 17 a game. They're well-balanced. The Mustangs are allowing 58.5 a game, so Coach J.B. could live with that and hopefully come away 3-0 in the WIC East tonight with a victory. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock with J.B. John Callahan joins me for the tip around, 7:45 or so following completion of the girls' game. Also with the home court tonight, Andy Hodson's North Cougs looking to snap a three-game losing streak, hosting winless Southport on the McKinney court a week ago and losing its conference Indiana opener to Perry Meridian. North shot just 27% and then turned around and scored 90 the next night, losing an 18-point fourth-quarter lead and the game to Evansville Wrights in overtime. Freshman Jack Townsend, who labored last Friday through a 1-for-12 night, shot in 11 three-pointers and had a career-high 35 against Wrights, but really the same scenario as a week ago. Can the Cougars find the consistent balance offensively to aid Musa Jallo's 30 points a game average through this 1-3 Cougars start?
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Coach Tom's ninth-ranked Hoosiers following exam week. Very good, sound, stiff test awaiting in the Bulldogs of Butler in the sixth annual Crossroads Classic at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Hoosiers, 5 in a row, 8-1. They're tied for first, by the way, nationally in rebound margin, nearly 15 a game going into this one against the Bulldogs, who were 9-1, as we mentioned earlier in the week. Both teams' losses to in-state teams. The Hoosiers to Fort Wayne back in November. Indiana State beat Butler in Terre Haute just last week. Tip-off will be at 5 on the Big Ten Network, preceded by number 21 Notre Dame. They're 9-2 and 15th-ranked Purdue's 8-2. They'll play at 2 o'clock. First time we've had all four teams nationally ranked in the Classic. Indiana, by the way, is 3-2 down through the years, 1-1 against Butler. The Hoosiers expect sophomore O.G. Anunoby back after an ankle sprain. He's missed the last couple of games. O.G. leading the Hoosiers with 9 blocks in the games that he's played, shooting over 57% from the field. The Hoosiers have been just rock solid defensively through 9, allowing opponents only 37.5% shooting and only 25% from behind the line. The Hoosiers and Dogs meeting for a fourth time in 6 years. Indiana winning its Crossroads Classic battle 2 years ago at Bankers Life when they beat Butler 82-73. Delaware State, a quick turnaround Monday night at 8 at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, where they will extend, hopefully, that home court winning streak out to 25 games. Same scenario for the women of Terry Moore, and I say same scenario, back after a battle with the books and exams. They'll play at 5 o'clock tomorrow against Oakland.